Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a man named Karl Barth was probably the most influential theologian of the 20th century. He wasn't always right, but he was usually interesting, and at least pretty often right. And he was also remarkably productive. Just one of his works, entitled Church Dogmatics, was nearly 10,000 pages long, and he wrote much, much more beyond that. One day, a reporter from the New York Times asked Dr. Barth to try to summarize all of his vast theological writings in just one sentence. He thought about it for a while and then answered, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." It was a good answer. In the Bible, God teaches us many things, and there is always more for us to learn. And so in one sense, we should be progressing in our knowledge and understanding throughout life. But in another sense, we never really progress beyond the starting point of our life in Christ. As Jesus says in this morning's gospel reading, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." Some say that a person has to be older, more mature, before they can really be a believer. But here Jesus says exactly the opposite. He points to little children as the ideal that we should all be aiming for. Jesus made that same point in the 18th chapter of Matthew, where he said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And notice that Jesus did not say, "unless you become like Peter," or "unless you become like James or John," but instead he said, "unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." So what was it about young children that Jesus saw as so special? It was their simple trust. As we grow older, it is so easy to become more cynical, less trusting. And that was true at Jesus' time too. Many adults were standing back, keeping their distance from Jesus, resisting his call. Meanwhile, little children were glad to be brought to Jesus, glad to be held by him and blessed by him. They looked to him and received his blessing with the simple trust of a child. And that childlike trust, that childlike faith, is what Jesus is saying we all need. A faith that looks to Jesus and says, "I know that you love me." A faith that looks to Jesus and says, "I trust you to hold on to me." That is the kind of faith that we all need, because that is the kind of faith through which we are saved. As we read in the 10th chapter of Acts, all the prophets testify about Jesus, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. And in the 10th chapter of Romans, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. That is the kind of faith the Holy Spirit plants in our hearts as he comes to us in holy baptism, shining the light of God's love into our hearts. That is the kind of faith the Holy Spirit then nurtures with his word as we grow. And that is the kind of faith that will not let us down. That kind of faith will not let us down because the one we are trusting in will not let us down. The same Jesus who saw the children and said to them in our gospel reading, "Let the children come to me," now looks to us, the children of God by faith, and says to us, "Come to me. keep coming, calling us, tenderly inviting us to keep coming to him for a break from this world that can wear us out and beat us down, calling us to keep coming to him for forgiveness of the sin that can weigh us down, calling us to keep coming to him, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and trusting his promise that not only will we find there what we seek, but that he will also graciously open his hand and provide all that we truly need. In the words of Matthew 11, Jesus says to us, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." And in the words of John 6, Jesus says, "Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." So by faith, we hold on to Jesus, much like a child holding on to a parent's hand. Or even more to the point, by faith, we rest in Jesus' arms, like a child resting in a parent's arms, trusting that he will hold on to us. And we can know that we are safe and secure in those arms because we know what those arms have already done for us. In this morning's epistle reading from Hebrews, we were told, "Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself, that is Jesus, likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery." In those words, we are being told of how our Lord willingly shared in our humanity, taking on human flesh, so that he could bear our sin and be our Savior. But he left the glory of heaven behind and joined us in our humanity, taking on human flesh, so that he could then suffer in the flesh and die in the flesh, to pay the price for our sins and set us free from sin, from death, and from the devil. That is how great, how wondrous his love for us is. And those arms that willingly stretched out on the cross for us to save us are the very same arms that are now holding us in his grace. It's when we see that that is the one in whom we are trusting that we know that this faith will not let us down, because we know that he who went to the cross for us will never let us down. I love to read and study God's word. As my family could testify, there are a few things that I enjoy more than that. There's always more that we can learn from his word, and we should never reach a point where we think there's nothing more for us to get out of God's word. At the same time, the most important thing is to make sure we do not lose sight of the central message of Scripture: the good news of Jesus Christ and his saving love for us sinners. All the theological knowledge in the world would be worthless if we couldn't honestly say in our hearts the words that we will sing later this morning: "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." In the saving name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.